Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Knier, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. Thank you for listening today. So for this week's show, we are celebrating Women's Health Week. It's kind of Women's Health Month, but the specific week is May 10th through the 16th. So my guest today is an OBGYN from our Way Memorial Women's Health Clinic, and it's Dr. Alexis Felsman. Good morning, Dr. Felsman.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
I'm so glad that you're on the show today. It's great to have you.
I'm happy to be here.
So can you tell our audience a little bit about yourself? Because you have a specialty in OBGYN, so you can let everyone know what that stands for, because I get tongue-tied with the OB part. I will tell you that. And tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, so for me, I'm from northeastern Pennsylvania originally. I'm fairly new to the Wayne Memorial Hospital healthcare system. And I've really enjoyed my time here so far. I did my medical school training out in Chicago at Midwestern University, Chicago College of Osteopathic Medicine. And then I completed my residency with the Inspira Health Network in Vineland, New Jersey. As far as obstetrics and gynecology. So the obstetrics part is essentially the pregnancy part. Then gynecology is taking care of women's health outside of pregnancy otherwise.
Mm-hmm. So what made you become interested in becoming OBGYN?
So I've always had an interest in science in general, but what drew me to obstetrics and gynecology in particular is being interested in women's health. And then one of the unique aspects of obstetrics and gynecology is the continuity of care, mm-hmm. where you can really take care of a woman for really the majority of her life. And really develop a relationship with your patients.
Right. And we were a little talking about this a little bit before we started to record, how exciting it is to be part of that lifespan of a woman, right? So when would you start seeing, you know, a woman for their health needs or for their health care?
Right. So we do recommend an initial visit sometime between the ages of 13 and 15 to kind of get to know your gynecologist, if you will, and address any needs mm-hmm. that would be at the time. Sometimes we see patients earlier than that, but a general initial visit is recommended then.
Right. And it's just really sometimes to establish a rapport with a physician, correct?
Exactly.
And that's really important to do. And again, you know, you deal with just healthy, growth of the woman, mm-hmm. you know, as they mature, as they go on. Right. So you see teenagers, as mm-hmm. we would say. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, probably when you look at the lifespan or the life cycle, the next thing would be maybe childbearing years. So right. you would work with a woman to help prepare her if she was planning to have a family mm-hmm. or, you know, someone who may come to your office who may not know they were pregnant and then they find out they're pregnant. So that's part of your job too, right?
Right. So it's really addressing their reproductive goals, whether that may be more for the contraceptive standpoint of preventing a pregnancy or even preconceptual counseling and, you know, hoping for a pregnancy.
Right, right. So is one of the exciting part of your jobs is delivering babies?
Oh, of course. That's a wonderful thing to be able to experience with a
mm-hmm,
patient.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if you are following a woman who's pregnant, you know, I know within Women's Health, you may be their primary care, but they're also recommended to see other providers in the office, or do you follow them throughout that whole pregnancy?
Right, yeah. So patients we do encourage patients to meet with all of the providers to get to know, you know, mm-hmm. to potentially get to know who might be delivering their baby.
Right, right. So, you know, okay, so then we got those two age groups together. But, you know, what happens if a woman, you know, when she goes through menopause or mm-hmm. premenopause, there is certain needs that are different than a teenager. What are certain things like, is there mammography offered or pap, you know, mm-hmm. smears that mm-hmm. you do for regular testing? What are, can you talk about some of those?
Right. So we do recommend starting cervical cancer screening, meaning pap smears, like you said, starting at the age of 21. Mammograms in general for screening, we recommend annually at age 40. Yes, for that.
DEXA scans?
Yep, DEXA scans as well, routinely at age 65. However, they may be encouraged earlier depending mm-hmm. on certain medical conditions or based on the patient's medical history.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, okay. So you work in an office setting, but you also come to the hospital, right?
Right.
And do you also do some surgeries also?
Yes. Really, it's about complete women's health care, essentially, mm-hmm. From counseling and preventative health care to helping address any problems that a woman might have related to, you know, to their health, whether that's problems with periods or like you mentioned, starting to go into menopause. Mm-hmm. Helping manage hot flashes or other symptoms that can potentially come along with the menopausal transition.
Right.
As well. Mm-hmm.
What recommendations do you have for women overall, even if they're in the teenage years or younger, health-wise, eating healthy? What do you recommend for that?
Right. So paying attention to, of course, diet and exercise. And, you know, we talked about bone health and all of those things contribute. And even addressing, you know, social habits like working with patients with potentially helping quitting, you know, smoking mm-hmm. or alcohol use. Those are all potential things that, you know, we potentially talk about when going over a woman's
medical history, right?
Yeah, and exactly. All that stuff.
So if, you know, how often should they come and see you? Like if they are stable, if they're healthy mm-hmm. and they have no medical conditions, mm-hmm. would you recommend at least once a year to come and make an appointment?
Sure. We're always happy to see patients annually for a regular well woman visit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really important to know because, you know, women's health, there's four different locations out there. Can you tell our, you know, listeners today that they can visit one of our different offices, right?
Right. So we have offices, the Honesdale location in Hamlin, in Lords Valley, as well as in Carbondale.
Okay. Now, we were talking, you work in which offices?
And I work in the Honesdale and Hamlin locations, in addition to coming to the hospital as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's really, really interesting. What do you find, again, we talked about this, you found, you know, the rewarding part of your job is working through the different age groups. Mm-hmm. Any one particular spot that you kind of highlight in your career or any experiences that you've had that you want to share with our audience today?
I do really enjoy working with all of the age groups, like you said, and helping manage different problems that arise with any age group, because there are different things that arise throughout the different stages of life, whether that's trying to address something as simple as like a vaginal discharge potentially or mm-hmm. birth control to helping a woman follow through her pregnancy or even, like we said, addressing hot flashes
right.
menopause and any problems with periods, mm-hmm. You mm-hmm. know, as an OBGYN. We're trained to help with all of those things.
Right. And do you notice too, though, like for women overall, that with the working field, with COVID now, the stress of trying to manage a house, a job, children, are you seeing women coming into the office maybe that have a little bit more stress in their life? And how those stressors can affect the health and how can we address those. Any recommendations on stress management or, some women or people turn to alcohol, how important it is to really kind of be aware of those things and try to control some of those things.
Mm-hmm. Right. It is something we screen for and discuss because this has been a very stressful time during mm-hmm. this COVID pandemic for everyone. And that is something that we can potentially help with, whether that's directing the patient to finding appropriate counseling or potential medications or assistance through behavioral health.
Right, right. And you do probably work with many different departments at the hospital, like Wayne Memorial Community Health Centers. They have the behavioral health department. We have women's health. You know, you work with the hospital if someone needs an exam or a test, right? You could send them to the radiology department, to the lab. Mm-hmm. So all of these resources are available, correct?
Right.
To all the people that, you know, all the women who do come to the Women's Health Center.
Right, that we can hopefully help point them in the right direction depending on what their needs may be.
If someone wanted to make an appointment, do you have a phone number that they can call?
Yes, they are welcome to call 570-253-3005.
Right, and that is the Honesdale office, right? But they can kind of, you know, if they wanted to see you in Hammond or see another doctor in Carbondale or Pike, they can also refer them out to those offices, correct?
Yes.
Correct. So we still have 2-3 more minutes. Any last recommendations, when it comes to exercise and healthy overall, you know, how much exercise should a woman get? Just an idea. Maybe 30 minutes.
I think everyone, that's something to talk about with your doctor and really to discuss with them depending on your medical history and, mm-hmm. and different needs. There may be different suggestions for exercise, so I would encourage patients to discuss that with their doctor and what would be appropriate for them.
Right. And also, you know, a holistic approach or even vitamins and minerals, that's something you can talk to your patients about, right?
Yes, and indeed.
Right, and kind of work them through and making sure that they are on the best plan for themselves.
Yes.
And that's, I think, the whole part of that wellness and, you know, importance of following up with a physician and having someone that they can trust and talk to. Don't you agree?
Right. I think it's important to start a relationship with your physician for preventative health so you can really be comfortable with someone. So then should you have problems that need to be addressed, that you can really be comfortable with your physician and working on your health together.
And that's what we're all about, is working together for everyone's health and wellness. So, Dr. Felsman, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And for those of you that we were talking about women's health, and we're celebrating Women's Health Week, May 10th through the 16th. So all of us, we know women out there, you know, take care of yourself. We're all a real important part of our community. So again, this is Carol Kinnear, Wayne Memorial Community Health Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital, wishing you a great day, and thank you for listening.